These days, it's been said we're living in the age of outrage. There is no television show, movie, or play that won't offend someone. So it's no surprise that when the lights dimmed for Act Two of An Octoroon by Brandon Jacob Jenkins at Berkeley Rep through July 23rd, a number of newly empty seats could be seen in the audience.
Dion Boucicault was the most popular writer in the 19th century in America. I mean, he was an amazing writer of melodrama. He wrote brilliant melodramas.
Tony Taccone, artistic director of Berkeley Rep.
What Brandon has done is he's taken one of these melodramas and just flipped it on its head. It's his twist of an old play and sort of remaking it into a modern play.
An Octoroon opens with a superb Lance Gardner as BJJ, the playwright, discussing the play we're about to see, a melodrama titled The Octoroon from 1859. While he speaks, he is putting white makeup on his face. He is followed by Ray Porter as Boucicault himself, who will put on red face. The Octoroon is the story of a young man who has come back to the Louisiana plantation of his late uncle, only to fall in love with his uncle's illegitimate daughter, Zoe, who is secretly one-eighth black, an octoroon, and thus subject to slave laws. But that's only the surface. A black man is playing the hero and villain in whiteface. A white man is playing an Indian in redface. And another white man is in blackface as various male slaves. The acting of these performers contains all the overblown tropes of the melodrama as it existed at the time. Turning that element on its head are Afi Bijou, Jasmine Bracey, and Afua Busia as three slave women who speak in an exaggerated modern vernacular, taking aim at the racism and sexism of the play and, at the same time, staying in character. The octoroon herself, Zoe, is played utterly straight by Sidney Morton. This clash of styles, voice, attitude, and temperament, plus the meta-discussion of the play we are watching by the two playwrights stepping out of character, create a constantly changing emotional environment. Are we to be moved, angered, outraged? Are we to laugh or be appalled? An octoroon offers no clues, and that's deliberate. What the octoroon does do is dare the audience to examine their own ideas of not only what is offensive, but also what is funny and what is moving. There's a fine line between postmodernism and mockery, between manipulation and real emotion, between racism and commentary on racism. The triumph, or perhaps the failure, take your pick, of an octoroon is that it doesn't tell you where that line is or when it's being crossed. An Octoroon by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, directed by Eric Ting, plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through July 23rd. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.